You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. On a Tuesday, commentator Gary Joyner reflects on a U.S. coin unlike any other, and the remarkable American sculptor whose talent and service to his nation is still held in the highest esteem.
Perhaps the greatest American sculptor of all time was Augustus St. Gaudens. Born in Dublin, Ireland in 1848, he immigrated to New York with his French father and Irish mother when he was just 6 months old. St. Gaudens was raised in New York and interned at the Cooper Union, a privately funded college of art and design. Upon completion of his studies at age 19, he moved to Paris and then Rome for further studies. In 1876, he moved back to New York and became a member of a group of up-and-coming artists who included Winslow Homer and the architect Stanford White. The same year he returned to America, St. Gaudens received the first of a line of major commissions to commemorate Civil War commanders. Among his most famous were the David Glasgow Farragut statue in Madison Square in New York, the William Tecumseh Sherman equestrian statue in Central Park in New York City, the massive standing Lincoln statue in Lincoln Park in Chicago, and the John A. Logan statue atop the Great Tumulus in Chicago. Also, he created the Robert Gould Shaw Memorial in Boston Commons. The Shaw Memorial set the stage for his later career. Carved in bas-relief, the monument portrays Shaw leading the African-American soldiers of the 54th Massachusetts into battle and their deaths at Fort Wagner. The Abraham Lincoln Memorial shows the president rising from a chair about to deliver a speech. It is considered the best likeness of Lincoln. A copy was made for Lincoln's tomb in Springfield, Illinois, and another graces Westminster Abbey in London. St. Gaudens is best known for his medallions and coins, particularly the $20 gold piece commonly known as a double eagle. These were produced for the United States Mint between 1905 and 1907, and the design is still used by the Mint. The coin was originally designed as a deep bas-relief, but was flattened so that the Mint could rapidly put the coin into circulation. The front, or obverse, shows the figure of Lady Liberty walking toward the viewer, a sunburst behind her. She holds an upraised torch and flame in her right hand. Her left arm, outstretched, holds an olive branch. The back, or reverse, shows an eagle in flight and in profile, flying above a curved disc with a sunburst extending up and behind the bird. It is widely considered to be the most beautiful coin ever minted in the United States. The U.S. Mint reissued the coin in 2009, for the first time to St. Gaudens specifications. It has ultra-high relief. The technology to produce the coin only became available a century after he conceived it. Today, the price of this coin far exceeds the price of an ounce of gold. In 1900, St. Gaudens was diagnosed with cancer. He decided to continue his work at a studio and farmhouse he owned in Cornish, New Hampshire. Despite the ravages of the disease, he continued to work, producing many sculptures and medallions. He and his brother Louis, also a renowned sculptor, created the Summer Colony for Artists. In 1904, Augustus became one of the first group of inductees into the American Academy of Arts and Letters. The same year, his studio burned, taking with it his notebooks and his correspondence. The fire also destroyed some of his unfinished work. Today, the home and a smaller studio are maintained by the National Park Service. St. Gaudens died there on August 3, 1907. This most remarkable of American sculptors is still revered for his genius and his service to his nation. St. Gaudens is an ever-present reminder that art and history matters.